As husband and wife, of course, you're there to help each other to get to heaven. And every vocation has that same goal, to get to heaven. So how can you help your spouse on that road to heaven today? Gracie Jagla is joining us now on Morning Air with some things that you can do for you and your spouse. Gracie is a wife, mom, and a children's author. Her first children's book, God the Father and the Best Day Ever. And we have to do this quietly because baby Josie is still sleeping. So just have to do that. Hey, Gracie, how are you?
Good morning, John. I love it. We don't have to whisper. She's in the other room.
Oh, okay. How's she doing?
Oh, she is such a joy. She is such a delight. She gets more fun every day. We've been laughing, my husband and I, because we have this new toy for her. It's this doorway jumper, and she hangs in the doorway, and she jumps up and down. And I've never seen a baby love a toy that much. My husband and I watched her for an hour last night. We just sit there and stare at her and laugh because she giggles and she jumps all over the place. And it's so much fun.
I got Glenn for Christmas last year. And it's just
that
I love it.
It's just great. Yeah. We got to put cameras in here so you can see what's going on here.
Yeah,
that would be great. There's a lot of laughter in your marriage, and that is key in helping your spouse get to heaven, isn't it? Because when we cultivate a healthy marriage, there has to be laughter in it. My mom and dad had loads of laughter in their marriage.
Oh, laughter is a great thing. It's a great thing, not only for your marriage, but especially if you have children, just for your children to see that there is joy in your marriage. And of course, the only way there's going to be joy in your marriage is if there's God in your marriage. So if you have a house filled with laughter, I think that's a good sign that you're on the right track and you're cultivating a healthy and holy marriage.
What's your husband's name, Gracie?
My husband's name is Stephen, and I could talk about him all day because he is so amazing. I woke up this morning, and Josie wasn't awake yet, and I was hoping that he would stay asleep because new parents are always tired. And I hear him kind of get up, and I try to send him back to bed, and he says, "No, I have to be awake. I want to be praying for you while you're on the air."
Wow.
I think, how do I even have him? Only by God's grace, because he is a blessing.
When you and Stephen were dating, did you talk about how you were going to help each other on the path to heaven?
We did. We definitely did. I think that is one of the signs that I knew how much I wanted to marry him and how I knew what kind of a husband he would be, is that he wanted to have those conversations when we were dating. There's a lot of ways that you can kind of plan, and you take a lot, I think, from the examples of good marriages you've seen, my parents' relationship, my in-laws' relationship. But then it kind of takes being in the middle of it to really learn how you're going to do it in execution, and you can have a lot of good plans. But then once you're right in the heart of the marriage is where you really start to bring those qualities out in each other.
Gracie, there are some trials in the heart of a marriage when you get into a marriage. And how do you practice mercy during those trials?
So I learned this from a professor I had at Franciscan University of Steubenville. And he gave us a talk about why we want to be merciful to each other. And he talked about, you want to be on the mercy system, not the justice system. And what he meant by that is, there are so many examples in day-to-day life, but especially in marriage, where you start talking about, is it fair? Well, it's not fair that my spouse gets to spend more time with the kids or has to go to work, or you kind of make out all of these different fairness analyses. But then he would talk about, do you want to be on the fairness system with God? And is it fair that God will forgive us every single time we sin throughout our whole lives? Is it fair that he created this perfect eternity of heaven to welcome a bunch of humans, a bunch of sinners into? No, that's not fair, but it sure is merciful and it sure is forgiving. And how much do we not want to extend that same mercy into our spouse's relationship? If we want to be on God's mercy system, we should want to be forgiving in our marriage. So I think what that looks like is wanting trust to be the default of your marriage, wanting love and forgiveness to be the default of your marriage and what your instinct is to go to, rather than trying to decide what's fair or what's just. Lead with love.
Lead with love. That's our hashtag of the day with Gracie Jagla as we talk about helping your spouse get to heaven. That could be an entire Marriage Encounter t-shirt cottage industry, hashtag lead with love. And how do you lead with love in your marriage? 888-914-9149. We're talking about helping your spouse get to heaven. And we'd like to hear the success stories in your marriage, how you and your spouse help each other on that path to heaven with all the trials and tribulations that are along the way on that path. 888-914-9149 on the Charity Mobile Studio line at 888-914-9149 on helping your spouse get to heaven. You talk about trust, love, loving and forgiveness as some of the pillars of a very successful marriage. And of course, prayer is a part of it as well. That was so beautiful when you said that your husband, Stephen, was up early this morning saying, I'm going to pray for you while you're on morning air on Relevant Radio. What's your prayer life like in the course of a day in your marriage, Gracie?
Sure. So, you know, I think it's great to pray with each other. So for Stephen and I, we pray right before bed. He always laughs because I think it's great to go to bed at the same time. Even if we're just so tired, we're going to lay there and fall right asleep. I love to be going to bed at the same time because it's the 5 minutes a day that we get to pray together. It's sometimes as simple as we're so sleepy and we've been up with Josie and we just make the sign of the cross on each other's heads. It doesn't take more than 1 second, but it's just a unifying thing where praying with each other and for each other in the simplest of ways. Then we like to have prayer for ourselves as well. One of the things that I learned when I married Stephen is he's very good at protecting each other's prayer times, at protecting my prayer time. I'd never thought of that before when I came into a marriage, how as much as I should care about my own prayer life, I should care just as much about his and his salvation. And he makes sure that I have a time of day where I get to pray however I want. Two big questions that he has asked me that I think it's great to ask your spouse is, how do you feel best? How do you feel closest to God? And what time of day is the best for you? So for my husband, he loves to pray the scriptures, and he loves to do it in the morning because that's his freshest time of day. And it can be difficult to give God the best time of your day where you're most awake and alert, because I think there's a million other things that we could think of to do with our time. But there is never any regret that we'll have from giving God this best. And he can't be outdone in generosity, so how much more time will he give us by us giving him this little gift of our time? So we have our own personal prayer time, and we really try to make sure that we get that time for each other, even if it means one of us take a walk with the baby to get her out of the house or however that looks, but making sure that we have our personal prayer in the morning and that we're going to end our nights together, you know, blessing each other and sending each other off into the night with God.
For the sake of humor, Gracie, our pop culture and our sitcoms often sets up kind of a duel between husbands and wives. A lot of humor can be based out of that, but those sitcoms aren't necessarily the best examples to follow. They see it as more of a combat or a score to be kept, or, you know, automatically the guy will look dumb because that's kind of the formula. But I'd loved, as becoming a Catholic as an adult, to learn that it's actually your job to get your spouse to heaven, not to get as much as possible for yourself out of the marriage. But in the same way, it's your job to raise your kids, whether you feel like it or not. You have to feed and clothe them and get them to school and love them. Your job is to do whatever it takes to get your spouse to heaven. And I think for a guy to see that that's your responsibility, that's a great way to look at it.
Absolutely. And I think that one of the lines that we hear during our vows, we hear about the sacrament of marriage, but we very rarely actually sit down as married couples and think about is that the two become one. And what does that mean? And oh my goodness, how amazing is that, that God gives us this ability to be two people who become one in God's love. And that means that we're not just kind of two separate people who are sharing these lives or sharing house or sharing kids. It's really very unifying, and it means that everything in our lives, but particularly our faith, we should care just as much about our spouse's faith, just as much about their salvation, and we should be living our lives and living out our love in marriage with that in mind, and trying to bring our spouse along with us and remember that we are one.
Gracie, one more question. How has the joy of sacrifice grown for you and Stephen individually and as a couple in your marriage?
That's a big question. I think that sacrifice is a great blessing of Catholicism, because in the secular world, it's not sacrifice, it's suffering. And suffering is something that you want to avoid. And suffering is not the point of life. The point of life is to have as much fun as you can. But Catholics, we have a completely different understanding of it in the most beautiful way. And we see that there's so much love that comes out of sacrifice. I think that the greatest way that I would say my husband and I have developed in the gift of sacrifice, I would call it a gift, is in the raising of our daughter. Because anyone who's ever had a child learns that your whole life becomes oriented around what this little child needs. And it asks a lot of you. It asks a lot of you in a good way. And there's nothing more rewarding than that. But I think when we were first married, the first year of our relationship, we didn't have a whole lot of things to sacrifice. It was we still got to maintain our lives the way that they looked before we were married. And then you have this child and your whole life becomes centered on them. And it is a gift. It's a challenge, but it's a gift. And I think it purifies us and it hopefully makes us a little less selfish and a little bit holier. And that's the goal. That's the goal of the Catholic faith. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to do that alongside someone like a spouse.